It is just about 6:52. Well, not all teachers are pleased with the tentative agreement that the teachers union has reached with government. Some teachers have gone public questioning whether the tentative deal is the best that could have been reached. One teacher has specifically spoken out about the, quote, lack of respect shown to new and substitute teachers. Union President Dean Ingram speaks with VOCM's news director, Linda Swain.
Dean Ingram, there have been some questions raised about the latest tentative collective agreement reached with the NLTA. Some teachers wondering if more could have been done there to address a number of their concerns. What's your take on it all?
Well, we've been negotiating for the past 2.5 years, certainly engaged with the employer, engaged with government, and through that process, we do feel that we have made gains in a number of areas that our members have long been looking for. To that end, we have been presenting the details of this agreement to our members through branch meetings, through electronic means. We'd certainly encourage all of our members to feel free to contact us with any question they may have.
Is this the best deal you could have reached for teachers?
The recommendation from the negotiating team, the provincial executive, and unanimously by our joint council was at this time, the feeling is, certainly the opinion of those three bodies, is that right now we have reached the best agreement attainable for our members at this time.
So the ratification process is ongoing, is that correct?
Yes, right now, as I mentioned previously, we are in the process of ensuring that our members are well informed. We certainly appreciate the level of engagement our members have had to the process to date. And the vote for ratification will occur on February 26th, and at which point our membership will decide whether this is an agreement they will or will not accept.
How do you feel generally speaking about, some of the public comments that have been made? Is this unusual, when it comes to contract negotiations?
Well, we think we're pleased to see that our members have become engaged and certainly expressing their thoughts on it. Certainly in the general public, right now at this stage, we certainly wouldn't be passing any commentary on the general public, but we're hearing from our members, and we're pleased to level engage with them, the questions that are being asked, and we look forward to seeing the will of the membership expressed on February 26th.
Dean Ingram, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Also, VOCM's Linda Swain there. It is 6:54, coming up after 7 o'clock.